This is St. Louis Public Radio. The recommendations of the Ferguson Commission are being touted as a potential roadmap to move forward after this year's protests stemming from the not guilty verdict in the Jason Stockley trial. Some of the recommendations deal with predatory lending, which often traps low-income earners with very high-interest loans. As St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt reports, there is movement on the issue in Washington, D.C., Jefferson City, and St. Louis.
In its final report, the commission called for an end to predatory lending by, quote, changing repayment terms, underwriting standards, collection practices, and by capping the maximum annual percentage rate at 26%. Rates in Missouri on a two-week loan could be as high as 75%. Some local progress came earlier this year when St. Louis voters approved a ballot measure.
The aim of Proposition S was to take into the local municipal hands some of the regulation on payday lenders.
That is St. Louis 20th Ward Alderwoman Kara Spencer, who spearheaded the effort in support of Prop S.
It imposes a fine, which allows the city to actually fund regulation of the industry. But its uniqueness is that it also requires that lenders provide a list of alternatives to payday lenders to their customers.
Just outside Spencer's ward is this intersection of South Jefferson Avenue and Gravois. A quick look around and I see a beauty supply store, a fast food restaurant, and a 7-Eleven. And just down on Gravois, a couple of payday lending operations back to back. Even though I'm in South City, this is a scene that is repeated throughout St. Louis. Some options for quick cash with interest rates noticeably higher than traditional banks and also quick access to the money. That recipe was originally attractive for Cedric Jones. He thought a payday loan just a few years ago would be a quick way to deal with some unexpected bills, but Jones says he was shocked by the high interest rates.
What I got was like about 1,000%. And it depends, you know, like if you get it on an installment plan, you know, it's really ridiculous. If you get it, you know, to pay it back the next payday, still, you know, an astronomically high interest rate.
Jones was living in St. Louis when the commission released its recommendations, and his story is featured on the Forward Through Ferguson website. He says more banking options for low-income earners would be an ideal alternative to payday loans.
Because most people who go get those loans simply do not have a bank account. And because they do not have access to conventional banking, they are forced to turn to those places. And they know that, so they take advantage of that.
The most significant action in Missouri will likely have to come from lawmakers in Jefferson City. That's where State Representative Charlie Davis comes in. The Republican from Webb City is planning to reintroduce legislation next year that limits how often short-term lenders can renew loans. It also restricts how many payday loans a person can take out. But Davis's bill does not deal with interest rates.
On a very short-term loan, a week or 2 weeks, a high interest rate is irrelevant because you paint it off and you pay some extra money and you're done.
The issue is also a flashpoint in Washington, D.C. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau was named an accountable body by the Ferguson Commission, essentially meaning it's at the forefront of coming up with ways to deal with predatory loans. Director Richard Cordray is stepping down at the end of the month, and as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reported last week, the Bureau could change course under expected replacement, Federal Budget Director Michael Mulvaney.
It would be a lot more friendly to banks and payday lenders. Mulvaney could stop the agency from finishing regulations it's in the midst of, slow down rules that haven't taken effect yet. One particular, the payday lending rule, has been very controversial.
That proposal would require lenders to make sure people actually have the ability to pay back the money. The Financial Service Centers of America trade group says the possible regulation would, quote, devastate the short-term loan industry. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.